Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, family. Why are you from
shalom, Brother Isaiah.
Hey, shalom, family. Grace and peace.
Grace and peace.
Shalom, Israelite.
Oh,
shalom, Brother Joe.
Brother
shalom, Israelite. Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Isaiah.
What's up, big bro?
Hey, what's going on, Jew? Chilly, chilly.
Oh, man, I'm up under a little cold, man. But other than that, I'm peaceful. I'm humble.
Ah, well. Yeah, well, you know. Ain't no humble.
Tell me about it. Oh, my goodness, it wasn't even human.
Brother
that came
Joe,
out my
is
nose.
This is this rain affecting your sinuses?
No. No, it ain't bothering mine. No,
really?
It's been okay. No, ma'am.
Mm. Oh, it looks like my throat. My throat feels like I've been singing James Brown all week, just screaming. And then, you know, your throat all scratched up and harsh. That's what it feels like. But no, it's all good, but the precept must go on. It must go
Amen.
On. Hey, everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom, Brother Nakomi.
Bless him.
Shalom.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, big bro?
Not much.
Shalom.
Oh, cuckoo. I heard somebody say the cuckoo. That sounds like from the backgrounds. That was far from the phone. Amen. That's what's up. All praise to the Father, y'all. All right, it's time for us to go ahead and get settled down today. This is a short lesson. It would have been a lot longer. I'm going to take my bed to bed after this lesson. But we have some good stuff to go over today. And grace and peace, family. My name is Brother Isaiah. I'm bringing the priest up today. And the name of the precept is called Family Members. Okay, one second. Give me one second. Give me one second. I'm sorry, people. Give me one second. Make sure I turn this off right now. All right, brothers and sisters, grace and peace.
Shalom.
And, hey, shalom, shalom. What did I do with my paper? Give me one second. I know I just had it. Sorry, give me one second. I'm sorry. I'm having an Isaiah moment right now. All right, y'all. Grace, peace, family. The name of the precept today is called, Do We Love Our Family Members More Than God? You know, one more time. Do we love our family members more than God? You know, and this, you know, and the question we need to ask ourselves is this right here. You know, doing this, okay, doing this precept, it's not focusing on loving your family members. This precept has absolutely nothing to do with helping them out, showing meekness and temperance towards them. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. Those are all great things. You know what I'm saying? But the same point in time is you got to know when to put your foot down and take your focus to the Most High God. You know, it's a time that you have to put your foot down and start to do the will of the Father. There's nothing wrong with doing things with your family members and helping them out and loving them and stuff like that. Definitely your mother and your father. But according to the scriptures, our love towards God should seem like hate towards everybody else. And sometimes we get confused with this message. It's hard to say, but you know, sometimes you find yourself not doing nothing. But it makes you feel like you're nothing but a butler, or make you feel like you're some type of slave. It make you feel like everybody and mama is just constantly keep focusing and attacking on you, if you catch my meaning. Now we have ourselves a problem, because it has surpassed helping one another. What they want out of you has completely passed that level. Because now we have people who like to do what? Take advantage of you. You know, and if you can't put your foot down and let them know where you stand, they're going to use you to the day you die. They're going to wring and squeeze the life out of you, every bit of it, until you die. If you don't know how to put your foot down. So we need to understand something here. As a servant of God, what do God command his servants? To take care of the poor, fear God and keep his commandments, love the brethren, and don't be judging one another. You know, these are the basic things the Lord asks of his servants. You know, but the Lord always told the righteous one thing. The righteous supposed to stick with the righteous. Let the dead kick it with the dead. If I'm a servant of God, I want to kick it with the servants of God. And when we kick it, then we can go out there and take care of the poor or whatever and love one another and just try to do this thing right with one another. A family member who don't has absolutely no who could care less about the word of God, what could they really do for you? If you really sit back and think about it, what could they really do for you? Besides a heartache and a headache. And I'm not saying everybody go through this, but some people do go through this. And this is the only reason why we're doing this lesson today, because some people do go through stuff like this. Some people don't even know how to deal with situations like that. You know, when you think that you think about you doing the fruits of the Spirit and you showing love and meekness, temperance and long-suffering and patience, you know, and giving to those that's in need and all that kind of stuff, we got to understand. We really need to understand. We got to be careful with that too, because some people might not appreciate that. You always do it, but not everybody's going to appreciate that. When you wanted to serve the true and living God and give our praise to the Father, they're not going to have no part of that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go out there and do justice justly and righteously, they can care less. Because when I was staying with a certain somebody, you know, and the next door neighbor felt it extremely hilarious that somebody went upstairs in my room and tore up all my precepts from top to bottom. They thought it was funny. And this was another good brother family members. And you guys sit and think, how the hell is that funny? This mean the world to me. This is my life. How are you smirking and laughing? But we're going to get into all this type of stuff, y'all. And trust me, this is not a long lesson at all. I just want to hit a couple of basic things so we be aware of it. And to make sure that you don't put yourself up under no guilt trip just because you can't do something. Remember, you are serving the God. You are serving the God at the end of the day. And what the Lord commanded us to do is love one another. Do what you can. If you can't do it, you can't do it. If you have other things the Most High wants you to do, do those things. And then hell with everybody else. So this is a little basic, simple lesson. I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer, and dear brother, come and carry whatever the Father put on his heart. So I'd like all the sisters to please cover your head, all brothers to please uncover your head. And if possible, let's face east towards Jerusalem so we can pray in. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
They that fear the Lord shall find judgment, and shall kindle justice as a light. A sinful man will not be reproved, but findeth an excuse according to his will. A man of counsel will be considerate, but a strange and proud man is not daunted with fear, even when of himself he hath done without counsel. Do nothing without advice, and when thou hast once done, repent not. Go not in a way wherein thou mayest fall, and stumble not among the stones. Be not confident in a plain way, and beware of thy own children. In every good work, trust thy own soul, for this is the keeping of the commandments. He that believeth in the Lord taketh heed to the commandment, and he that trusteth in him shall fare never the worse. I read Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, 16 through 24. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm putting that in the precinct right now, Brother McComb. I passed that one up. That was a really good one. You said Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verses 16 through 24?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we go ahead and add that up now. All right, brothers and sisters, it's time for us to take these scriptures off the shreds, pure razor blades, and lemon juice. Let's go ahead and hammer this precept down. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 14. The book of Luke chapter 14. Is because we need to understand one thing, man. At how this life is going right now, if you ain't righteous, I really don't want to have nothing to do with you. I don't want to have no parts of nobody if they're not trying to walk righteously. Because the book just tell you, well, why you go? How could you walk with somebody who's completely different from you? How do you expect your righteousness to shine if they don't respect your light to shine? Now, if I have to show you something, I will have no problem with showing you something. If you ask me for a scripture, no problem. I have no problem with that. But I want my homeboys to be the ones that's trying to fight this, who's trying to live according to the scriptures to the best of their ability. That's who I want to kick you with. I don't care if you're a family member. I don't care if you're a brother, a sister, whatever. I don't want to kick it with the righteous, because the righteous go help me get straight. The worldly people can't do that. And if your family members is not trying to take hold of the law, statutes, and judgments and commandments of the Most High God, they can't either. But what we're going to do is go into the book of Luke chapter 14. And what we're going to do is pick this thing up at verse 35. No, not 35. I meant to say 25. And we're going to read verses 25 all the way through 35. And I will cut you off in that story, Brother McComey. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Luke chapter 14, starting at 25.
And there went great
multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
When you look at this hate, we got to understand this is not talking about I literally hate you. But when it comes to God, some lips better frick up and smack your lips or something when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to serving the Most High God. Ain't no such thing as a family member overriding the power of the Most High God. Ain't no such thing. Because we understand that we need to forsake every single thing possible. Matter of fact, everything, even yourself. If we can't do that, then we can't get this thing right. But in order for you to serve me, it says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So this is, don't feel guilty when you can't do something for a family member or friends or whatever. If it comes to the Most High God, because we need to understand something. Go ahead and read, bro.
27. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Let haply, after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this
right,
man
so we
began.
Gotta be careful. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and read verse 30. I'm going to cut you off.
Saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish.
Right. Now, let's pick this thing back up at verse 28. It said, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he be sufficient to finish it, lest happily after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold, it began to mock him. Right? So this is your walk. You know, I'm all high as pious and holy, whatever. I'm doing all this for the Most High, all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But then turn around, you can't finish it. Meaning, you slacking. Meaning, you're now starting to use all kind of cussing words. Your temperance is out the window. Your meekness is out the window. Your charity is out the window. Your long-suffering, I don't know if I said that or not, is out the window. Because remember, if you are serving in God, those fruits of the Spirit is going to show. But if you stuck around the wrong people all the time, you might lose your patience. When you was all good old boy doing your own thing, being in the wrong crowd, you might start behaving different. And I don't care what it is, if you were serving a guy, guess what? It's going to always come back to be like, oh, I didn't know you talk like that. He talk about he go to church and he talking like that. He's saying stuff like that. I thought he was Mr. Holy Man. Remember the Sabbath day, keep holy. Oh, what he doing cleaning up on the Sabbath day now? I thought he was Mr. Holy Man. Because a lot of us like to use these scriptures as if it's the big things. You know what I'm saying? Like eating pork or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It can go even more pettier than that. It can be your fruits of the Spirit. You can lose that. But the Lord is saying, who don't consider? So before you want to get baptized, get on this work, you need to check out my application and see if you can do this thing. Verse 31.
31. For what king going to make war against another king setteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else,
amen,
while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desire conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Oh, we need to hear this thing. You know what I'm saying? We all salt. You know what I'm saying? We all salt for the Most High God. But what's going to happen if your salt get dropped in water for a couple of weeks and dries out? It said the dunghill, so you mean tell me, man, your salt ain't worth boo-boo. You ain't worth nothing if you can't finish this thing out. So when we all need to understand, we need to consider application to the for the Most High. We need to consider this thing. And I don't care who that person is. If it's your mom or dad, love them till the day they die. Don't disrespect them. But the same point of time is your love for God is supposed to always be above everything. Ain't no such thing as, well, God, I'm going to go ahead and take care of you later. Let me go ahead and go check this out. Go help out somebody else. Let me go ahead and take care of this other matter first. It don't work that way. God comes first before anything. He won't be second to nothing. And he just not know any old little guy that you think that you can just come deal with him anytime you want to. Because the Lord showed us what he did to Aaron's sons when they offered up that strange fire, like he's some type of okay God that be okay with everything. He killed them too. So let's go into the Apocrypha. Let's go into the book of let's go to the book of 2 Ezra chapter 8. The book of 2 Ezra chapter 8. And what we're going to do is pick this thing up at verse 45. We're going to read 45 through 60, but I will cut you off on that, sir, Brother McCombie.
2 Ezra 8 and 45. Be not wroth with us, but spare thy people, and have mercy upon thine own inheritance, for thou art merciful unto thy creature.
Now, when I was reading this thing, I put this in the category as family members and the congregation itself, because we're really big on praying for everything, but instead of us paying attention to the things that the Most High God put in our face to take care of for Him. But we always, oh, Lord, this person, that person, save us all, Lord. The whole nine yards. But go ahead and read verse 46 for me, bro.
46. Then answered he me and said, things present are for the present, and things to come for such as be to come. For thou comest far short that thou shouldest be able to love my creature more than I. But I have oft time drawn nigh unto thee and unto it, but never to the unrighteous.
Oh, it said unto thee and unto it. Unto thee and unto it? So we're dealing with a plural, but when you look at the end part of this, it said, but never to the unrighteous. But it said, for thou, but picking it back up at verse 47 at the top, it said, for thou comest far short that thou shouldest be able to love my creature more than I. So the book said, you came real short Remember what the book of Luke chapter 14 said? If you don't hate your mother, brother, sister, family, etc., and follow me, you're not worthy of me. But then you come over here to the Apocrypha. The book just said, man, you came too short with that prayer you came up to me with, man. You doing all this crying and complaining about these family members and the ones you love and the whole congregation of Israel, but I'm attracted to you. So don't you think it would be wise for you to get away from them if you see that I have called you into my light? You came real low with that prayer. Very low with that prayer. So we need to ask ourselves a question. Do we love God more than our family members? Because actions speak louder than words. Go ahead and read, bro.
48. And this also, thou art marvelous before the Most High, in that thou hast humbled thyself as it becometh thee, and hast not judged thyself worthy to be much glorified among the righteous. For many great miseries shall be done to them that in the latter time shall dwell in the world, because they have walked in great pride.
So I but guess the Lord must then seem like the Lord ain't honoring his prayer. For one, he told you came low for even coming to me with that like that anyway. He came low on that. And then for two, I'm going to give you a glimpse of what's going to happen to him in the future, because they're full of pride. They all going to die anyway. They might get a little mercy because you love them around that time, but if they're not seeking out the righteousness, how could they be savaged? But when we sit here and look at here, matter of fact, go ahead and read, bro. Go ahead and read.
51. But understand thou for thyself and seek out the glory for such as be like thee. For
whoa, that's
you,
what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about. It's saying in 51. But understand thou for thyself and seek out the glory for such as be like thee. How are you going to find this info with people that don't care about God? You need to be focusing on people who's trying to be just like you. Go ahead and read, bro.
52. For unto you is paradise open, the tree of life is planted. The time to come is prepared, plenteous is made ready, a city is builded, and rest is allowed, yea, perfect goodness and wisdom.
Amen.
The
go ahead.
53. The root of the evil is sealed up from you. Wickedness in the moth is hid from you, and corruption is fled unto hell to be forgotten. Sorrows are past, and in the end is showed the treasure of immortality. And therefore ask thou no more questions concerning the multitude of them that perish. For when
man,
they
get the hell out of my
taken
face with them prayers, man. Get out of my face with them prayers, man. I want you. Don't be coming to me no more with these people, man. Because I gave them a chance, just like I'm giving you. I gave them a chance. But they pride overtook them. So why are you even around them anyway if I pulled you into the light? How come you're not seeking to find the same light in you with others? Don't come to me no more with that prayer, man. Don't ask me no more about these people. I'm attracted to you. I'm trying to get you a throne. I'm trying to get you a kingdom. I'm trying to get you everlasting life. I'm trying to prepare a place for you from the Father. All these great things, and you worried about that? I called you to be great, so be great. Go ahead and read, bro.
56. For when they had taken liberty, they despised the Most High, thought scorn of his law, and forsook his ways. More, they have trodden down his righteous, and said in their heart that there is no God. Yea, in that knowing they must die, for as the things aforesaid shall receive you, so thirst and pain are prepared for them. For it was not his will that man should come to naught, but they which be created have defiled the name of him that made them, and were unthankful unto him which prepared life for them. And therefore,
right.
It's...
Go ahead, read it. Read the last one. Go ahead, bro.
61. And therefore is my judgment now at hand.
Right. You know what I'm saying? If you really buckle down and think about it, other than your mother and father, you know, because you got to respect and love them, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you really think about it, why do you even want to be bothered with people who don't even think like you? If I want to go outside and kick it, man, I want to kick it with my brothers. I want to kick it with the righteous. If I want somebody to come over my house and kick it with me, I want to be the righteous. If I'm going out and about, going to movies or whatever, I want to be with the righteous. I want the righteous to be with me at all times because I know they're going to keep me straight, I'm going to keep them straight, and we are all same spirit, same mind. I love it. But guess what? People outside of truth cannot do that for you. And definitely if they're not seeking it. I've heard so many people mock God, it's ridiculous. Not saying I hate them or anything like that, but I would not want to hang out with them. I won't hate them or anything like that. But I wouldn't want to be around them. I want to be around my brothers. I want to be around the righteous. I want to be around the ones that's trying to seek and serve the true and living God. I want to be around them, to hell with everybody else. Because guess who else said something like this? Let's go to the book of Zephaniah chapter 2. Let's look at what the Most High said about this situation. Let's go to the book of Zephaniah chapter 2. And what we're going to do is read Zephaniah chapter 2. And what we're going to do is read verses 1 through 3.
Zephaniah chapter 2, starting at the 1. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass, as the chaff before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger.
Oh, so the Lord is telling the righteous, man, y'all better gather yourselves together. You better gather yourselves together before this day comes, saith the Lord. But who is he talking about gathering together? Did it say gather with all the family members, Pookie and all of them? Lil Ray Ray and all them, go gather yourselves together with them and be amongst them? No. The book says, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth. So one of them, you got to be meek, which have wrought his judgment. You got to be bringing the right judgment. And those that seek after righteousness, the ones that seek in meekness, those are the ones that are supposed to be gathering themselves together. Those are the ones the Lord wants to gather together. The ones who think righteously just like you. Those are the only ones that really got a shot at this thing. Now let's go into the book of John chapter 3. The book of John chapter 3, and what we're going to do is read verses 19 through 20.
St. John's chapter 3 and 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
Right, so why do you want to be around people like that anyway? You know? So if the book is telling you that they hate your light, that means they hate your character, for one. And for two, they don't like you anyway. You try to come through here with all this meekness and temperance and long-suffering and trying to keep the commandments and stuff like that. I don't want to hear that. Because the book said that these type of people hate the light. So why would you even surround yourself around that type of person anyway? Now let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. And all we want is verse 2.
Verse 2?
Mm-hmm. Well, Ecclesiastes. Verse 1 and 2. I'm sorry, verse 1 and 2.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse starting at the 1. Do no evil, so shall no harm come unto thee. Depart from the unjust, and iniquity shall turn away from thee.
Oh, so if you depart from the unjust, that means iniquity shall turn away from thee. Because spirits latch on, y'all. Bad behaviors latch on. The book said, make no friendships with the angry man unless you learn his ways. We got to understand that those type of spirits latch on. So why would you want to be around that anyway? We got to be mindful of that. Now let's go into the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 36 through 37, because this is what we should be trying to do, to keep away from a lot of folly, to keep away from a lot of madness. Let's try to do this so we can stay in this light. We're in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 36 and 37. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Ecclesiastes chapter 6, starting at 36. And if thou seest a man of understanding, get thee betimes unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. Let thy mind be upon the ordinances of the Lord, and meditate continually in his commandments, he shall establish thine heart and give thee wisdom at thine own desire.
So this is how we keep the light, to make sure we stay away from all that darkness. He goes there, so instead of being focused on all these other things that don't mean nothing, trying to be Mr. Family Man, trying to be Mr. Good Man, the happy guy, the guy that get along with everybody, instead of trying to do all that folly and madness, why not try to find the righteous and wear their footsteps out? Because I remember when I was 15 years old, I think I was about 15 years old, my Uncle Kenny, the one that put me on the Bible and stuff, he used to always play the Israel of God. You know, I usually, after football practice and stuff, I used to always lay down and go to sleep, you know. And it was a beautiful, I was just thinking about this, it was always a beautiful feeling. You know, my uncle would be frying the chicken, got the greens and the spaghetti and stuff like that, and the macaroni and cheese going. And as soon as you hear the food smelling, all you hear is, uh-huh, go ahead and read. And the Lord said this, I was like, ooh, wait, let me grab my Bible, sit down, get something to eat, and I'm going to go ahead and read this Bible with me and my uncle. It was a beautiful feeling. It was a great feeling. You know, and a blessing from God, you know what I'm saying, not to be all out there in the streets doing crazy things, but just trying to seek and search him. I want my uncle footsteps out until he got mad at me. He said, why you keep asking me all these questions? I'm like, because I want to learn. I want some out. And that's when we decided to go to the Wednesday night Bible study class. Talk about wearing some steps out. But just in all, that is exactly what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Instead of paying so much attention to other things and all that don't mean nothing, or trying to please the family, or going out your way and about to take care of them, instead of focusing on the Most High God. This is what it's all about. There's nothing wrong with helping people and doing things for the family. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't base that as your life, because the Lord got so many things in the vineyard for us to do and to work for. So let's go into the book of Proverbs, chapter 20. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's go into the book of Proverbs, chapter 21. Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 21. Just that one verse, when you get it, go ahead and read.
Proverbs 21 and 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor.
Amen. All praises. That's what we want to get up out of this thing. The last man, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. Amen. Now let's go into the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let's go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6. Book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, and all we want is verse 11.
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness.
All praise to the Father in Jesus' name. That's a great thing to have. All praises. Now let us go into that Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verses 16-24, the passage you just read this morning, Brother Nakoma. Well, not this morning, excuse me, but in the beginning precept.
Okay. Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, starting at 16. they that fear the Lord shall find judgment and shall kindle justice as a light. A sinful man will not be reproved, but findeth an excuse according to his will.
Mm-hmm.
A man of counsel will be considerate, but a strange and proud man is not daunted with fear, even when of himself he hath done without counsel. Do nothing without advice, and when thou hast once done, repent not. Go not in a way wherein thou mayest fall, and stumble not among the stones. Be not confident in a plain way, and beware of thine own children. In every good work, trust thy own soul, for this is the keeping of the commandments. He that believeth in the Lord taketh heed to the commandment, and he that trusteth in him shall fare never the worse.
Amen, amen, amen. I really love that Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, and I'm glad that you brought that. But thank you, family, for tuning in to my short precept today. Family members, excuse me, the name of the precept is called, Do We Love Our Family Members More Than We Love God? I thank y'all for your time. I turn things over to Brother Job and Sister Rhea. I thank you for your time.
Amen. 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 All the lives are open.
Okay, all the lines is open, and yes, Sister Denise had a question. Her hand was up, so if you would, Sister Denise, can you hear? Shalom. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Maybe.
Now we can
hear you, yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Hey, Sister Lee.
Hey, Sister Lee. Wait a minute. It sounds like you ran to the washroom. Where you go? Somehow we just lost your microphone. We heard you out the gate, but somehow.
Hello?
We heard you initially. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Okay. I was just saying hello, everybody, and my phone was on mute, so that's all.
Shalom, Ms. Light.
Shalom, sis.
Shalom.
Amen. I know that's right. Any more questions or comments? It's this thing about, I guess, it's when you was doing your lesson and you was talking about, I don't want to keep you too long because I know you're kind of under the weather, man, but
Let it shoot. I just grabbed some black coffee. It's all good.
Okay. Good. All right. Minute. It's just one thing I think it is with Lord talk about, when a child is disobedient and the law, right? And the law and get to talking crazy and the parent will bring the child before the priest. And they actually killed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find that verse when they Let me see, a foolish beginner. What is that? How did it go? Is he a drunkard? I think he's going to be a drunkard or something to that effect. Let me see. Yeah. Right, Deuteronomy 21 and 20. And it says this... Well, actually, I'm going to pick it up at the 18. It said, if a man have a stubborn and a rebellious son, right? Because stubborn is frowardness and rebellion is just sin, you know, sinful. You know, rebellious means sinful against the law, willful sin, which you call willful sinning. And it says, a rebellious son, and which do not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when he chastening him, will not hearken unto them. So he's been chastised. He's just not changing. So you gave him the opportunity to change, and you also checked him. It says, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, bring him out to the elders of his city and onto the gates of his place. They shall say unto the elders of this of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard, and all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shall thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. You see, so that's that thing. You know, people sit up there, you know, like if a man and a woman, a man get into a fight and his wife help, and then she, you know, grabbed a dude he fight testicles or whatever, his private, you know, you cut off her hand, you know. They said, man, that's really bogus, man. You probably should have just kicked him. You know, what's up with the hand? The other thing is this, is that this son here, well, why would you have your son stoned? Well, look at these dudes killing up these schools. Most of them are stupid. You know, shooting up these schools and these high schools and whatnot, they started out students. Where they get that from? You know, that comes from the perpetuation of allowing that to take place. No discipline. None. If you discipline your child, then we're going to discipline you. But the word of God say, hey, you chastise them. And if he don't get that act right, he's capable of doing the things that we are now seeing that is complete monstrosity. You just don't know. The Lord said, you will put that evil from among you. And the other sons and daughters will see that and say, we don't want no part of that. That'll be some act right. You see, so this is that thing, man, and that what came to my mind, you know, even Cain, how God checked him, you know, and he called him out first. He tried to talk to him, but then he went out there, and that's that spirit. That spirit, he saw it, and he's letting you know that that spirit is capable of killing his own sibling. So, you know, we can't just sit up here and just put the law and say, oh, well, that's all the way wrong because you're in a Western world, you know, and you're okay with these things. That's why the penal institution is full of disobedience. Full of disobedience. And they know it. They know it. But If I got to an appeal institution, my son's got a job, you know, the underachievers, so to say. But they'll watch you. They smart enough to do that. You know, so this is that thing. You know, this is very necessary, man. What if you loved him more than you loved the Lord? And then instead of chasing him, instead of bringing him before the elders, and then he go out and do something like that. Maybe try to kill a king or something like that. And like Nakomi read last night, he was, you know, basically touched the same thing. Let me grab this verse right quick. And this is out of Isaiah. I'm a yield a mic after this. This is Isaiah chapter 3. And we touched on this. And it says, I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, everyone by his neighbor, everyone by his neighbor. A child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient and base against the honorable. See? All this is because we won't do the thing that the Lord said, and that's keep the commandments. So he said, because you ain't going to keep the commandments and do the things that I said, now this is going to take place. See that? Same thing. You know. So I just thought I'd just add that little bit in there, man, that, you know, we got to check these children, man. I mean, you know, the word of God tell you, man, if you whoop them, man, they ain't going to die. I mean, I wouldn't even be thinking about that, you know. I wouldn't be thinking about those things. I would be thinking more so about trying to save his life and teaching him the right way to go. If I don't get to him, this world is going to get to him. And if they get to him, they're not going to have the mercy that you and I would have on. Mm-hmm. They're going to take away his life one way or another, or her life one way or another, all because they being disobedient and wicked. So, great precept. I just hope and pray that the Father would jump up for speedy recovery.
Amen. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, bro. Great, awesome reading, bro, too.
Thank you. Great precept. Like you said, is our choice, is where our choice God is our choice, our family or friends and things like that. That's it tell you in the scriptures, it said that you're going to lose your family. Doing this is you're going to lose your family. And a lot of people can't be a part of this work because they're not willing to do that. My best friend, he'd been knowing he an Israelite since 2007. And but everybody has their weakness. Some people, Israelites still eating pork. Some Israelites can't do without this. But he always say, I don't care what the scriptures say. When it's an opportunity to be around my family, I'm going to do it. So he do all the holidays and things to be around his family because he don't see this fight. He doesn't see this fight greater than his family. So he chooses to be around his family when it comes to these things. So, but like I'm saying, everybody is not ready, is built to even be in this fight because he has to be, I'm saying, doing the Lord's will is supposed to be bigger than your family and bigger than everything else. Does that mean you don't love your family? Yes, I love my family. But when it comes to the Sabbath, when it comes to the things of God, I'm supposed to be seeking out people like myself.
Right.
Like we learned in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, but he doesn't even just say that, Second Esdras chapter 8, But he also says that in 14, and I think I'm going to go there. He said Ecclesiastes 14, and he said, listen to 14, Second Ezra chapter 14 and 9, and it reads this. And he's talking to Ezra again. For thou shalt be taken away from all, and from henceforth thou shalt remain with my son, and with such as be like thee until the time of the end. So he said, you're going to be taken from this and be with my son, and other people like you're going to be with my son, which is Jesus. So he said, and there he goes again, and with people like yourself. People that's not running from the law, statutes, commandments of God with the testimony of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be seeking out people that's trying to get to the kingdom the right way and being around those type of people. So, like I'm saying, I love my family, but I understand, I've been doing this for 18 years, I understand that most of my family and most of the people I love is not trying, like we read in Second Ezra, most, they got liberty, they're not seeking out God. They got liberty to do what they want, but I'm saying, I'm doing it. They're not trying to do it. So I understand God. God said, don't even come to me with them anymore. He tell you, like verse 51, said, don't even come to me with them anymore. Why you keep coming to them? He said, I'm trying to get near to you, and this is what we don't be paying attention to. God's trying to get our attention. He's trying to get our attention. That's, you are the one that's trying to seek. So he's trying to deal with you. Why do we always try to add everybody else to this? When they're not even trying. And I always go to that Second Ezra chapter 8, because a lot of people want to say they family and want to do this and want to talk up for all these people. But then I look at God's perspective on it. Why should they be able to go to the Lord's house when they're not trying to do follow his rules? Would you let somebody come to your house and stay at your house if they won't follow the rules? So I think of it in the same manner. So great lesson, brother. I'm going to yield the mic. Great lesson.
Amen, bro. Like I said, this precept was dedicated to, like, the one that you did similar. You know, it was very powerful, man. You know, man. Matter of fact, before I start talking, do anybody else have anything else to say? Or any announcements?
That's Isaiah. That's the one that talked. Uh-huh. And the one before that was Tommy. Uh-huh. And the one before that was Joe. Uh-huh. And Hail Mary. Her Ray on Hail Mary.
Ooh, somebody got the whole info.
Oh, my
info.
God.
That's Brother Nicole. That's Brother Isaiah. That's Joe right there. That's the squad.
I'm sorry, I thought I was on there.
Told y'all to mute your phone.
It's all good. But do anybody else have anything else to say or any announcements before I start blabbing off again?
Good lesson, brother. I was going to say something. Denise made me forget. I'm tickled right now, but good lesson and good reading, Brother Nicole. Oh, boy.
Amen. All praise to the Father. You know, I'm glad. Well, you know, it's always good. It's always good for some laughs. But man, you know, I think, you know, I think another thing I was trying to get at with this lesson, you know what I'm saying? But just, you know, to strengthen us, you know, strengthen us. And to encourage us to learn more about those that's trying to seek and serve the true and living God, you know? Because every time the Nicole do a lesson, I'm learning something. You know, so every time Joe do a lesson, I'm learning something. Anytime one of the sisters, you know, get an input on the Bible Blog Talk Show, I'm learning something. You know, so I always want to be around someone that is similar to that. You know, somebody I can learn from at all times. You know, but it's just basically just trying to put a level to this thing. you know, let's just try to seek and serve the true and living God, and let's try to be around those who want to serve the true and living God. And let's not too much focus on these other things, because the Lord called us for great. You know, why not be great? I get a mic with that.
Amen. And we want to thank you for a great precept, and want to thank Brother McComey for bringing a great Ecclesiastes that just was like the icing in the middle and on top of the cake.
Ecclesiastes
was a thriller, Jack. Big ups, man.
Oh my God,
you had to put that one in there. You
know, I had to,
That's why they don't want to deal with that apocrypha.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's too flat out. You know, it's too flat out or straight out across the board. If you, you know, and if you don't want to deal with it, that's why a lot of camps is more stricter than a lot of other camps because of the apocrypha, believe it or not. Most camps that deal with the apocrypha are more strict, more stricter than other camps that don't. And it's just the way it is. I ain't trying to do inspect a person. I'm telling you, I've been on both sides of the fence, and I done seen both sides of the fence. And I seen the camps that deal with the apocrypha, they're strict. The camps that don't deal with the apocrypha, they more Western. But not to say not Israelites, it's just the way the Lord brought us in. Not to make the camps that's dealing with the apocrypha any better than the ones that's not. It's just the way he brought us in. Praise God that the Lord allowed Nicomi to go through the Church of God, Jesus Christ, you know, because if it weren't for him taking that, the Lord sending him through that venue, then when we cross paths, then I would have saw what the Lord had given him to share with us.
Big term.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know, we cannot sit up there, you know, and just throw all the camps in the garbage because of a couple of two or three bad apples, man, you know. Not everybody teach that. You know, you may have camps, man, that, you know, they have, you know, the main camp may be really nutty. Don't get me wrong. They may be real, real nutty, but then they got other camps that still attached to that, and they may be the most reasonable camps that's out there. Believe it or not, and don't even teach those things. You know, don't even, you know, bring those things up. But they still carry the title, you know, of the camp. So we can't judge people. The Lord ain't respect a person. He don't care nothing about what you got on. He don't care about how long your beard is, or how will you pay your tithes, or what you don't have on. What he care about is that inner man. That inner man better have some love in him, and better love the brothers. That's what he about. You better love the brethren. That's all to it. You know, you better be willing to wash their feet. That's all to it. I don't care how big the bunions is and how them toes is growing on top of each other. You better be in the water. You better pour some water on that joint. But that's real conversation. And it's just the way it is. Yes, sir.
My toes look like gargoyles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I need some. I got gargoyle toes.
I don't know what that looks like, but I tell you what, I ain't finna Google it, because then you have me all messed up every time I talk to you.
Looking at his toes. All of you guys are just funny. Tonight you guys are funny.
You know, I get a little mutant feet. It's all good, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, so with all of that being said, I think you just gave us your comment, your closing comment, so announcements in out there. We want to be back here again tomorrow evening here at the time of Living Waters.
Like a whole bunch of noise in the background. Let me try to mute my phone.
Oh, okay. We're getting a lot of background now. Okay. Okay, good. Everybody mute your lines, please. Okay. All right. Thank you. Once again, we'll just say thank you again. I did a great, great, great feature. Okay. Sisters, this listening. Isaiah Brown here at Sound of Living Water University tonight. It's from the Bible study class of Peoria, Illinois. What is it doing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm very maybe a little confused here. But as I was saying, is it okay? Let me turn off this headphone thing.
How about now? Okay, good. Yeah, so we just want to say again, apologies for the technical difficulty, but you can catch your brother here, Isaiah Brown, here at the Sounds of Living Waters every Thursday night at 7:00 p.m. The Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class, bringing that hubris knowledge. Gotta, people, please pay attention to the spirit. It's in all of us, and he's trying to bring it out of us. And sometimes we just got to make strong decisions, even sometimes between our children. You heard your brother, Nakomi Swanson. You can catch him here every Wednesday night at 7:00 p.m. That is the is Eliza Church's, forgive me, the Nation of Peace of Israelites out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, every Wednesday night here, bringing that kingdom state of mind. Oh, I got all these camps running through my head. And tomorrow night, you can be here for the Commonwealth of Israel, 7:00 p.m. as well. Be dealing with the devil's banquet table. Okay, and you want to be here for that, the devil's banquet table. So with all that being said, we want to thank our brother, Isaiah Brown, bringing that drama and holding on, man, and, you know, doing the thing, man, even though you're not feeling well. Praise God. Thank you for that. And we want to just thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles. Amen.
Read your Bibles, people.
Sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the most high laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water radio Radio Show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio Show.